Creators are private individuals, authors write or individual rights, and exploiting works of the mind are usually undertaken by the private sector. So we could think that the role of the government in this area could only be a limited role, a marginal one. But in reality, that would be not taking into account the economic importance of authors' rights and the role of copyright in the cultural sphere. Authors' rights and protected works today represent one of the fundamental aspects of today's society. So it is obvious that governments in the widest sense, including public authorities and international institutions such as the European Commission, and of course governments, cannot be disinterested in the economic importance, the exploitation of the works, and the means to exploit these works. So what can we ask the governments to do in this perspective? I think three things. First, governments have to provide effective protection for rights holders. Second, they have to help to streamline the issuing of use authorizations, licenses. And then, given what Madame Marais said, they have to promote legal supply. I'd like to explain why I think we need these three aspects. Effective protection has been important, especially over the past 10 years. Of course, digitization has been very fortunate for creators of works, and this is shown by experience. This is the biggest phenomenon in protected works, and fortunately, we have the WIPO Convention of 96. We hope that it will be signed and ratified by all states and transposed into legislation and developed by all states. But this is still theoretical protection, and that obviously is insufficient. And what we need to stress today are the mechanisms themselves that will provide effective protection of authors, of the rights they have received in a theoretical, abstract way. And I think that there are several paths to take to reach this end. First of all, the initiatives of the graduated response, the type that has been set up in France with Hadopi. I won't go into that because Madame Marais has spoken to you about that. Second, the second thing I think that we need to concern ourselves with is the status of access providers. Today, the legal non-liability, the lack of responsibility does not encourage them to involve themselves in fighting against illegal trade, whereas their involvement is absolutely necessary to have an effective struggle against piracy here. And then, is it normal that Web 2.0 platforms such as YouTube and others, is it normal that the exploiters of these systems that are analogous to online public services, people who are seeking to maximize their public, their audience, in order to maximize their receipts, who are competing with other media in seeking these receipts, while at the same time stating that they are not at all liable or responsible for using this content. And I think that we have a number of paths to take in this area and work to be done in the direction I indicated in order to provide more effective protection of the rights that are recognized on paper for rights holders. And here, I welcome the fact that the European Commission, in its Digital Agenda for Europe, has stated that by 2012, it will examine the need to set up a mechanism to protect intellectual property against continual violations that they suffer online. And I do hope that the future ACTA treaty that has been under negotiation for a long time will also represent significant progress. With respect to streamlining the issuing of exploitation licenses or authorizations, we have said that technical protection measures would mean an end to collective management. And I think that the time that has elapsed has shown that in reality, collective management of authors' rights has never been as indispensable as it is today to protect creators of works and to facilitate access to the users for the content they need to carry out their activities. You heard from the representative from EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, who said that we have to negotiate a system of extended collective licensing model throughout Europe. And for those who have delved into the document that the EBU has drawn up, EBU, in some cases, has asked for the establishment of compulsory extended collective licensing models. So I think that it is essential today for states to preserve and develop collective management of authors' rights. And my first comment is that there are states where we do not have collective management societies today. It is regrettable that we do not have such organizations. And I think that states should assist in creating societies where they do not exist. And I am referring to the Gulf states. This area represents great economic growth and a strong exploitation rate. And there's SACEM and PRS involved there, but there is an absence of collective management societies, and we note that strongly. With respect to collective management organizations, I think that our political leaders have to adopt an approach that is somewhat different from the one they tend to put into effect. The fact that collective management societies are in a position of a natural monopoly, there are intermediaries between creators and users, and sometimes the political leaders think that these are ineffective, costly technostructures, and that people misuse their power vis-a-vis the rights holders and the users. And I don't think that's a correct view of affairs. It does not correspond to the exact picture of the reality of collective management organizations and the difficulties these bodies face. This morning, there was a striking example. I was listening to the speaker and looking at my computer monitor, and I read the following. The present system of copyright in Europe, communicated by the European community, the copyright system in Europe leaves too much of a role to the collecting societies. The European Commissioner in charge of new technologies, Nelly Kroes, announced last Friday at the Avignon Forum. The collecting societies, it is said, are against any type of reform. Well, frankly speaking, I do not know what would be the justification for such a statement. I don't want to engage in polemics with the European Commission, and obviously I could not let such a statement exist. Now, the legal supply, Madame Marais is entirely right. The legal supply has to develop so that we have a credible alternative to the illegal use. Much has to be done. Perhaps not enough has been done. We can discuss that point. But in any case, and I'll conclude with that there are three areas where states can effectively contribute to improving things. First, They have to verify that there is good distribution of the value provided by online services between the users on the one hand and the title holders on the other hand, and then among the title holders. And I know that governments have started to discuss this. That's very important. There should also be favorable tax systems that enable the establishment of these regimes and services. The application of VAT systems concerning cultural goods should be made systematic. And a last point, I'd like to draw your attention to a French government initiative, a very recent initiative, just a few days a day. The states are to cover half of the price of musical works purchased by young people from twelve to 25 years of age. The state will cover a share of the purchase cost of musical works online for young people from 12 to 25 years. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this very interesting presentation. And if I could just make a very simple comment. I don't want to anticipate others' comments here, but we have benefited a great deal from these statements. We've heard about the role of governments in the legislative area and also with respect to the judicial and executive aspects of the role of governments. The title holders should be protected, and at the same time, the governments should provide knowledge. All speakers have spoken about the need to protect title holders, rights owners. We have learned a great deal, and I'd like to throw open the floor for comments or questions.
Pardon.
Je voudrais poser une question.
I have a question that I would like to put to Madame Marie-Françoise Marais. There is something I don't understand with respect to Hadopi. Is it possible to know whether the work that is downloaded is in the public domain or whether it is a work with a Creative Commons license? And this work that is downloaded, with a Creative Commons license or not, I wonder whether the rights of the user are infringed in such a case. Well, the response I can give you here is that in reality, the title holders who have not given any authorization for the dissemination of works from sites that do not have any authorization come before us. Of course, obviously, these works are not in the public domain. There are authorizations or licenses that have not been given by the title holders, the rights holders, and the collective management organizations, the trade unions, the National Center of Cinematography, and the state prosecutor sometimes hear about these cases. So every time Hadopi realizes that such matters are being brought before bodies, it is a matter of a work that is not in the public domain because the rights owner is complaining that his rights have been infringed. And of course, Thierry, I think you can correct me, but I think this is the response that I could give to this question.
Oui, je peux peut-être.
Well, perhaps I can add to what has been said. The Authors Society works as follows. The creator, who is a member of such a society, confers his rights upon the society, and then it is the author society alone that is permitted to confer authorization. The rights owner no longer has that right. There are two types of countries. There are some countries where the collective management organizations have concluded agreements with the national representatives of Creative Commons. They have concluded agreements whereby the members have the possibility in some sectors to grant use licenses. And the Creative Commons agreements are valid. A work that is subject to authorization given under Creative Commons would be authorized for use on internet, and there could be no cause for complaint from a rights holder. Now, France, even though it has discussions with the French Creative Commons group, the Authors Society doesn't recognize this mechanism. A member, for example, of SSM could give an authorization under Creative Commons, but SSM deems that this is not valid, that the work is not being legally used, and there can be a complaint brought before Hadopi in such a case.